Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
The Boy Possessed by S. Mukherjee. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. I am Sandhya Veduri from Sydney location, reading the story on 3rd March 2022. The Boy Possessed by S. Mukherjee. I think it was in 1906 that in one of the principal cities in India, the son of a rich man became ill. He had high fever and delirium, and in his insensible state, he was constantly talking in a language which was some kind of English, but which the relatives could not understand. This boy was reading in one of the lower classes of a school and hardly knew the English language. When the fever would not abate for 24 hours, a doctor was sent for. The doctor arrived and went in to see the patient in the sick room. The boy was lying on the bed with his eyes closed. It was nearly evening. As soon as the doctor entered the sick room, the boy shouted, "Doctor, I am very hungry. Order some food for me." Of course, the doctor thought that the boy was in his senses. He did not know that the boy had not sufficient knowledge of the English language to express his ideas in that tongue. So the doctor asked his relations when he had taken food last. He was informed that the patient had had nothing to eat for the last 8 or 10 hours. "What will you have?" asked the doctor. "Roast mutton and plenty of vegetables," said the boy. By this time, the doctor had approached the bedside, but it was too dark to see whether the eyes of the patient were open or not. "But you are ill. Roast mutton will do you harm," said the doctor. "No, it won't. I know what is good for me," said the patient. At this stage, the doctor was informed that the patient did not really know much English and that he was probably in delirium. A suggestion was also made that probably he was possessed by a ghost. The doctor, who had been educated at the Calcutta Medical College, did not quite believe the ghost theory. He, however, asked the patient who he was. In India, I do not know whether this is so in European countries too, lots of people were possessed by ghosts, and the ghost speaks through this victim. So generally, a question like this is asked by the exorcist. "Who are you and why are you troubling the poor patient?" The answer, I am told, is at once given and the ghost says what he wants. Of course, I personally have never heard a ghost talk. I know a case in which a report was made to me that the wife of a groom of mine had been possessed by a ghost. On being asked what ghost it was the woman was reported to have said, "The big ghost of the house across the drain." I ran to the outhouses to find out how much was true, but when I reached the stables, the woman, I was told, was not talking. I found her in convulsions. To return to our story, the doctor asked the patient who he was. "I am General ... said the boy. "Why are you here?" asked the doctor. "I shall tell you that after I have had my roast mutton and the vegetables," said the boy, or rather the ghost. "But how can we be convinced that you are General ... asked the doctor. "Call Captain X of the 11 Brahmas and you will know," said the ghost. "In the meantime, get me the food or I shall kill the patient." The father of the patient at once began to shout that he would get the mutton and the vegetables. The doctor in the meantime rushed out to procure some more medical assistance as well to fetch Captain X of the 11 Brahmas. The few big European officers of the station were also informed, and within a couple of hours, the sick room was full of sensible, educated gentlemen. The mutton was in the meantime ready. "The mutton is ready," said the doctor.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
"Lower it into the well in the compound," said the ghost. A basket was procured, and the mutton and the vegetables were lowered into the well. But scarcely had the basket has gone down 5 yards, the well was 40 feet deep, when somebody from inside the well shouted, take it away, there is no salt in it." Those that were responsible for the preparation had to admit their mistake. The basket was pulled out and some salt was put in, and the basket was lowered down again. But as the basket went in about 5 or 6 yards, somebody from inside the well pulled it down with such force that the man who was lowering it narrowly escaped being dragged in. Fortunately, he let the rope slip through his hands, with the result that though he did not fall into the well, his hands were bleeding profusely. Nothing happened after that, and everybody returned to the patient. After a few minutes' silence, the patient said, "Take away the rope and the basket. Why did you not tie the end of the rope to the post? Why did you pull it so hard?" said one of the persons present. "I was hungry and in a hurry," said the ghost. They asked several persons to go down into the well, but nobody would. At last, a fishing hook was lowered down. The basket, which had at first completely disappeared, was now floating on the surface of the water. It was brought up quite empty. Captain X, in the meantime, has arrived and was taken to the patient. Two high officials of the government, both Europeans, had also arrived. As soon as the captain stepped into the sick room of the patient, "We shall now call him Ghost," said, "Good evening, Captain X. These people will not believe that I am General -, and I want to convince them." The captain was as surprised as the others had been before. "You may ask me anything you like, Captain X, and I shall try to convince you," said the ghost. The captain stood staring. "Speak, Captain X, are you dumb?" said the ghost. "I don't understand anything," stammered the captain. He was told everything by those present. After hearing it, the captain formulated a question from one of the military books. A correct reply was immediately given. Then followed a number of questions by the captain, the replies to all which were promptly given by the ghost. After this, the ghost said, "If you are all convinced, you may go now and see me again tomorrow morning." Everybody quietly withdrew. The next morning, there was a large gathering in the sick room. A number of European officers who had heard the story at the club on the previous evening dropped in. "Introduce each of these newcomers to me," said the ghost. Captain X introduced each person in Solomon form. "If anybody is curious to know anything, I shall tell him," said the ghost. "A few questions about England, position of buildings, shops, streets in London were asked and correctly answered." After all the questions, the Indian doctor who had been in attendance asked, "Now, General, that we are convinced you are so and so, why are you troubling this poor boy?"
"His father is rich," said the ghost.
"Not very," said the doctor. "But what do you want from him to do?" "My tomb at Dashpur has been destroyed by a branch of a tree falling upon it. I want that to be properly repaired," said the ghost. "I shall get that done immediately," said the father of the patient. "If you do that within a week, I shall trouble your boy no longer," said the ghost. The monument was repaired and the boy has been never ill since. This is the whole story. A portion of it appeared in the papers. And there were several respectable witnesses. though the whole story is too wonderful. Inexplicable as it is, it appears that dead persons are a bit jealous of the sanctity of their tombs. I have heard a story of a boy troubled by a ghost who had inscribed his name on the tomb of a Mohammedan fakir. His father had to repair the tomb and has to put on an ornamental iron railing around it. Somehow or other, the thing looks like a fairy tale. The readers may have heard stories like this themselves and thought them as mere idle gossips. End of the story.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.